bringing it back to you, the Arizona homeowner, in our ongoing effort to become your very best friend in any way we can, helping you around the house, home, castle, or cabin. We're available at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. We took a call during the break.
Yeah, it was Stephen calling in. He just was questioning the registrar. He felt like, he said, if you look on Craigslist any given day, there's just tons and tons of guys listed who aren't license bonded, you know, so he felt like the registrar didn't do enough.
Well, I wish I could have got Stephen on air, because I will tell you, in all my years of contracting here in the great state of Arizona, which goes back, I don't know how many years, 40 years, this registrar has done more to put those guys out of business than anybody else. We've actually helped the registrar set up sting houses where we contact the people on Craigslist and ask them to show up and give us proposals and estimates for work. And there's actually been felons that were arrested that were caught that way, several people with outstanding warrants, and many, many people that were just operating either without a license or outside of their license. We would call a flooring contractor and ask him to come to the sting house operation and ask him for a painting quote, you know, and they'd give us one. So, Stephen, I wish we had an opportunity to visit. Sorry you weren't able to hold on, but I will tell you, Director William Mundell has done as much as any registrar I've ever had the personal experience of working with in trying to stop those guys and get them put out of business.
And there I certainly hope our listeners know better than to find contracting services on a Craigslist ad.
Right. There's, as a homeowner, you have to protect yourself as well. There's a lot you can do, and that's what we teach people to do. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah, Craigslist is absolutely a zero screening process. Anyone can post there, and you're just asking for trouble if, in fact, you're going there looking for a deal that isn't to be had. Let's see if we can bring Bill into the conversation, who's calling Rosie on the house from Tucson. See what Bill's dilemma is this morning around the house. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for the service you provide us homeowners, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
My house was built in 1971, and the wiring to the stove, electric stove, is aluminum wiring.
Okay.
I never had any problems with it, but I just wonder why it was wired with aluminum to the stove and the rest of the house is copper.
You know, Bill, we used to do that to save money, quite frankly. And aluminum is a fine conductor of electricity, but what we found out is when we're trying to run the small circuitry on it to the receptacles and the switches, sometimes aluminum vibrates as it's carrying the electricity, and it can actually back the screws out from holding it that's in those devices.
Right.
Once it backs out, it creates an air gap between the actual wire conductor and the device, and it starts arcing, and that arc is then what gave aluminum its bad name as a fire hazard. In your oven situation, those lug nuts are usually fairly significant where they clamp down fairly tight. It's not unusual at all, Bill. Even for many, many years, builders would run aluminum to some of the larger devices that had the big lockdown nuts that would keep them from backing out. You're just fine.
Another question I have is on the exhaust vent over the oven. It runs through the wall up to the roof, and it never has been cleaned out. And I'm concerned about the accumulation of grease in that vent system.
Well, generally right there inside the house, there's a screen in the vent that can be taken down somehow, some way.
Yeah, I'll take that out and clean that, but I'm talking about it runs, you know, through the wall up to the roof.
Yeah, and the exhaust fan is still working, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and can you get into the squirrel cage apparatus of the fan, the blower, the impeller itself, and wipe a paper towel through the bottom of that squirrel cage?
Yes, I'll take that apart maybe once a year and clean it out.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the main vent, though.
You're okay. From past that squirrel cage blower motor all the way to the outside, if you're cleaning that screen and you're cleaning that blower motor housing unit, chances are, Bill, you're just fine. You're doing more than 99.9% of all the other homeowners on the planet.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information.
All right. We appreciate you listening, Bill. Thanks a million.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. With that, it opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Like I say, we're covering the state here. In particular, Romy's been on the road a lot lately, and we'll be on the road a bit in the future. He was up at Warner's Nursery in Flagstaff. He is now at the Prescott Resort. And we're going to be at the Maricopa Home and Garden Show just next weekend. For those of you in the Maricopa County area, we're going to be having a booth there, and we're going to be giving out a new Rosie on the House instructional manual on tips that you can accomplish in, out, and about your house to increase the degree of safety and security of your house, your home, and your possessions. So find us in the booth, and we'll have Rosie certified contractors located throughout the home show. So make sure you're looking for the big blue Rosie certified teardrop. They're the ones that just stand out and shout, "Hey, we're Rosie certified." Then you don't have to be worried about being cheated by somebody that you find on Craigslist or being taken advantage of by some of the storm chasers. I was at the high school football game last night, and the lady took my ticket, pinched me by the ear, and said, "Hey, don't go in. I need to talk to you. My daughter's roof is gone, and I don't know who to call." So to get her to let go of my ear, I had to give her a name of a couple good roofers. So that's what we're here for, to help you, the Arizona homeowners. Y'all give us a ring. We're a phone-in show, and we'll take calls now all through the break.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.